In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have a holy apostle with us this evening as we conclude our magnificent devotion of the 40 hours. And so we have the words of our Lord, which we would normally hear this evening, the office of Vespers for the feast of St. Matthias. Estote fortes in bello. Be strong in battle and fight with the ancient serpent, and you shall receive the eternal kingdom. Nothing, in fact, could be more appropriate to conclude our 40 hours than the words we hear on that feast of St. Matthias. We have there the words of our Lord, which are indeed quite striking when we consider why St. Matthias is found on the calendar at this time, and why indeed he is even counted among the 12 apostles. You will notice that his statue is not to be found here in our church. That is because often to arrive at the number of 12 for the apostles, St. Paul is simply counted, one of the others who was added on. But we know St. Matthias came even before St. Paul. The reason why St. Matthias was chosen as an apostle was as an exercise, the very first, of the doctrine of apostolic succession. His was the first see that required a successor after the death of an apostle. And how more fitting, indeed more haunting, could it be to begin this season of Lent and of the Passion of our Lord than to recall that St. Matthias was chosen as an apostle to replace the traitor and suicide, Judas. The words, then, which we hear from our Lord in the Gospel of St. Matthias for his feast are the beautiful words which we have tied to the Feast of the Sacred Heart and faithful disciples of that devotion, for instance, St. Margaret Mary, the 11th chapter of St. Matthew. Eternal Father, I thank thee that thou hast hidden these things from the wise of this world and revealed them to little ones. Yea, Father, for so it pleased thee that no flesh should glory in thy sight. What are the riches that are revealed to us, the great and secret knowledge which is revealed to any of us who approach these feasts tonight with a humble heart? All of the secrets of the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus. As I told you 2 days earlier, the devotion we show toward the Most Blessed Sacrament in these days leading up to Lent is truly the measure of the kind of Lent we shall keep. St. Paul told us on Sunday that without charity, we are nothing. And what this must principally mean for Christians is without the love of God dwelling in our souls, we are nothing. To have charity toward others, in order for love to flame forth toward our fellow man, as it must do in the great practice of almsgiving, which we take up starting tomorrow, this must be a flaming forth of the love of him who created our fellow man. We love other creatures for God's sake, for his greater glory, and for their sanctification. Our Lord then invites us to accompany him now and 40 days of his public ministry, as he shall teach us to forsake the ways of sin and embrace the path of virtue. He draws us then especially tonight by inviting us to spend time with him, to adore him, to love him as a prisoner of love. Here with us in all the tabernacles of the world until the end of time. And so as we begin our Lenten journey, we hear those beautiful words of his. Come to me, all you who labor. Yes, come to me, all those of you who wish to take up the great fight, the great battle of Lent that lies before us. Come to me, and I will refresh you. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Take my yoke upon you, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is sweet, and my burden light. Amen.